What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's episode is Your Software Has a Virus. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily. We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So I have this computer that I'm working on, like if everybody's got a computer, right? But I have this computer that I'm working on, and I've had this computer for not too long, probably about 3 years. And it's a laptop, and I'm working on it, and I kind of do most of my work from that, and you know, answer back emails and that kind of stuff, do some of my videos on it, that kind of thing. And I'm working on it, I'm doing my thing, right? I'm sure you have a laptop or something that you work on. If you're watching this video, you're a business owner of some sort. And so I'm going through and I'm working, I'm doing my thing, and out of nowhere, the computer screen goes black, blah, the computer shuts down. I don't know what to do. I've never seen this before. It just randomly shuts down. Doesn't give me any notifications, nothing, just boom, shuts down. So I turn the computer back on, it reboots back up, and I'm like, huh. Must have been a fluke thing. I keep working, about 5-10 minutes in, blah, shuts down again. Okay, now we got a problem. There's something, some issue with the computer. You know what? I'll bet I've had this computer for 3 years. It's probably time for a new computer. So I get on Google, right? I said, get on another computer, and I start looking at Google. I'm like, oh, it's this, it's that, and I got all this information that's kind of conflicting. You ever have that? You're like, I don't know what to believe. So I just start putting one strategy together after another. I'm like, okay, let me try this strategy. I boot it up. I'm working for 5 minutes. It shuts down. I try another strategy that I found on Google, and I boot it up, working for 5-10 minutes, and it shuts down again. And finally, I didn't know what to do. So I'm not really the computer geek, right? Like I don't have all that. I'm not really a techie guy. And so I call up the company and I said, hey, I need you to walk me through this. They're like, no problem. Don't worry about it. We'll get to the bottom of this. And I'm like, okay, let's work through it. So we're working through it and same thing happens. They take me through some of the strategies I was already doing. Boom, shuts down, right? I'm trying all these different things. And it's not working. I even have somebody else helping me, supposedly a master, walking me through it, and nothing's working. Essentially, he goes, I want to try something. I want you to unplug your external drive, which I had an external drive with a bunch of software programs and that kind of thing. I want you to disconnect that. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take everything off of it, strip the thing completely. I want to take everything off the computer and reboot it to its natural software, just like it was out of the box. Okay, great. And so there's a lot of risk in that, right? I have to let a lot of things go, possibly. So that's why I had to back it up on the external. And, you know, I'm giving you the general term. I'm not a computer geek. I'm just telling, kind of giving you the idea, right? And so we reboot it, and it's fine. It goes 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. And the computer is fine. It works great. And he's like, okay, great. Everything seems to be working on the computer. Dynoxes are working. It's all good. We put the external back in, we upload all my programs back to the computer, I'm working 5 minutes, blah, shuts down again. What in the world is going on? Why there's some kind of software that is on my computer that causes it to shut down? And I would think a lot of our progress and a lot of this, you know, if you're watching this, you're somebody who strives for success. Well, you ever had that? You're like doing everything you think you're supposed to do. You're doing your affirmations, you're working out. You're, you know, you're doing, taking all this advice, and all of a sudden you go into breakdown and you don't know why. Why, where is this coming from? And you're at breakdown. You ever had this happen? And you know, maybe it's in your fitness, maybe it's in your business. You start to move forward and you're like, everything's going good. This seems great. Wah, everything shuts down. What the heck happened? I literally am doing everything I'm supposed to do, and I'm running into breakdown a week or two into my plan. It happens all the time. And then people go back and they go back to the planning and they realize, okay, I feel good. I'm in a good spot. Let's go. Let's rock it again. And wah, wah, and it shuts down again. What is going on there? And what I want to tell you is this. There are certain habits, certain beliefs, certain software that is causing you to malfunction and you don't even know it. And what we tend to do is we get on Google and we get on YouTube and we go look for this information and we hear something that's good because somebody presents it well and you're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And so you take it and it works for other people. Other people have been doing it their entire life. You work it and yeah, it seems good. And then you shut down and you don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from the software, the beliefs that have you stuck where you're at. So I want you to consider, what beliefs have you adopted? Sometimes they come from other people. Sometimes they come from movies that we watch. Sometimes they come from books that we read. You know, I had a great mentor tell me, you should always stand guard at your mind and be very careful about what you let into it. Are there certain software, certain beliefs, beliefs that you've adopted that really don't have any truth to them? But if we're being honest and we really dissect it for a second, what we would find is that it's causing you to break down. I tend to be a very creative person. So when I try to implement too much structure, I'm too rigid, I try to be too militant with my schedule, I shut down. It's good for about a week and then I shut down. I have to let my creativity out. I'm the creative, I'm not necessarily the operator, right? So there's certain things that cause you to break down. In fitness, right, there might be a certain food that's healthy for a lot of people, but you're allergic to it. And you don't realize it, and it's slowly just, and it takes away, and all of a sudden you have a breakdown. There might be certain exercises. For instance, the squat, right? The barbell squat tends to be a very highly debated exercise. Why? Some people do it and they get amazing results. Some people do it and they screw their knees up completely. What beliefs, what systems, what habits, what ideas have you been implementing that, if you're honest, they're causing you to break down? So here's a question for you. That's the question. What software are you holding on to that if you were to let that software go, the system would work at its highest performance, like my computer? Because here's what I had to do with that computer. I had to give up all the software. I gave it all up. And I freaked. Much like these beliefs that you have, if you were to give them up, you would kind of freak at first. But you know what? I'm liberated. My computer works amazing. I'm not subject to the computer the way that it was. And what I realized was this: I don't need 90% of that software. I don't need it. And the 10% I did need, I'm able to get. I can get them anywhere I want. So I want you to ask yourself, like, what software, what ideas, beliefs, habits have you been holding on to that are causing your system, your the way you operate to malfunction? And then I want to offer you a challenge. Let them go. And on the next episode, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show you a trick that I have been using, that I use every day, to flourish these, take these ideas that you have and make them work and serve you instead of causing you to break down. I'm going to show you that on the next episode, but you got to stay tuned, okay? So that's all I got for you on this episode. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and your business and go find a way to win.